So good morning, and thank you, TB, for introducing me. I just repeated, my name is Claudia Heydrich. I'm from the Royal Society of Chemistry. I'm responsible for all marketing and customer relations, sales activities in Central and Eastern Europe, including Hungary. A few of you have heard me speaking before and maybe know a few details about the thing I want to talk today. I want to give a quick introduction to the Royal Society of Chemistry, as not everyone is familiar with this society. I want to speak about our open access program and what we achieved with it. And yeah, I want to give an idea where we are going, why we change certain things, and so on. And I will show some numbers as well from Hungary so that you have a feeling if things could be implemented in this country, or maybe you have some questions about our program later because it is relevant here too. So the Royal Society of Chemistry is now celebrating its 175th anniversary. We are one of the largest organizations for advancing the chemical sciences. What does this mean? We really promote chemistry. We want to bring scientists together from all over the world. We promote it to the public, to children, to students. We support the chemical sciences in all ways. We are a not-for-profit organization and have about 54,000 members worldwide. Yeah, and we are as well a publisher. There are a lot of offices now around the world from the RSC. I am based in our German office in Berlin. But you can see on the map there are a few more, and the head office is in Cambridge. So what the RSC is doing, there are, as indicated already, a couple of things. We organize conferences and events around the world. We have a fantastic library and information center where our members and the public can go in and get access to a lot of historical papers, everything related to chemistry. We support students. We give scholarships to teachers who want to become chemistry teachers. We accreditate universities, so there are a lot of activities, and yes, we are a publisher and a not-for-profit publisher. So as we talk about open access later on, I quickly want to give an idea of what we actually publish. So we now have 41 journals. They are classical subscription journals. When you speak about open access, you have to pay an APC to make an article open access. In our journals, we have one gold open access journal so far, that's Chemical Science, and one sponsored journal. So our education team is sponsoring one title. I have shown this chart just to give you an idea why we are so, let's say, very present now, and maybe we haven't been very present in the past years because we have been growing a lot. We have been a rather small publisher, as you see the numbers in the chart. In 2008, we published around 7,000 articles, and last year we published almost 45,000 articles, which really makes us the biggest or the second biggest, we are not sure about that, publisher in chemistry. Increasing our output that much doesn't mean that we lose in quality. We still have fantastic impact factors for all of our journals. All new journals we launch get very quickly a high impact factor. So the RSC really is a brand among chemists. What do we do in open access, and which policies we have? We have, of course, the normal gold open access options in our hybrid journals. So you pay an APC and an article becomes open access. We have our first gold open access journal, Chemical Science. We flipped that in 2015. We decided to waived the APCs for 2 years. Now we decided it for the third year, only to be very sure that this journal has the same quality and that it stays a very successful journal. We have, of course, green open access options. We are supporting both ways, so authors can deposit their accepted manuscript in a non-commercial repository, and we have an embargo period of 12 months. And we have something else. It is called our Gold for Gold program. We introduced that in 2012 in the UK, when institutions and authors were asked to publish gold open access, but there was no funding available. So we were thinking about a very quick and pragmatic approach to support these authors and institutions. And what we did, we decided all customers subscribing to our complete package, that's all journals and databases, get free voucher codes. And I've given an example. So an institution pays £16,000 for our RSC Gold collection. That's what the collection is called. We divide it by an average APC, and we come to 10 open access voucher codes. So there is no big mess behind it. There is no analysis. I've heard the word before that this is an offsetting model. I'm not happy with that. It was a pragmatic approach without analyzing any subscription costs or publication output. So even if a university paid almost nothing, they still get an open access vouchers. And these vouchers could be used in all RSC journals by corresponding authors and co-authors. So let's see what we achieved with that. We start with the numbers. So, and I take 2015 as the reference year. We issued more than 10,000 vouchers in 2015. Around 3,600 were used, actually, in over 4 countries. Were allowed or were actually taking part in this program, and 700 customers. So, like, we really spread it around the world. And the uptake was rather low, so maximum was 35% in 2015 was the usage. All the other vouchers expired. Who was using it? Of course, the Germans. In Germany, we have a national consortium with more than 98 members, so I think nearly 100 members. They are a very open access active community and very engaged, and we did a lot of promotion there. Of course, we gave webinars, we handed out marketing materials. I was the contact for authors and librarians, for example, because we are working with libraries when we speak about these vouchers. So I think I answered about, 1,000 questions at least about these vouchers. So we really, we're really actively promoting it. They are the same for the UK. All our contacts in the UK got article lists every single month, so the librarians could pretty easily identify who has been publishing with us and contacting these authors to hand out an open access voucher. Yeah, and you see all the other countries were using it, but not to the same extent. The top 10 institutions, there's the Max Planck Society, again, a very pro open access and the supporting society. They took advantage of a special rule we had in Germany that at the end of the year all institutions could give back their vouchers, and we could reallocate them to universities who wanted, or institutions who wanted to have more. So there were a few universities and institutions who didn't use a single voucher. They were not interested in this program or didn't have any time to use that or to get involved. So we received some vouchers back and we could give them to others. That's why the number is so high. Yeah, and the second and third are Germans as well. And then followed by a few other institutions. When we put this in relation, the blue line is how many articles we published, what went or how many articles went gold open access with our voucher program. So in relation, this is still very low, and how much we, let's say, earned or with really paid APCs is. Yeah, very low. So it's 0.7%. So yeah, that were the results from our Gold for Growth program. So now you would say, when I see the numbers, why do they say it is a successful program? But it actually is, because we have given something to experiment with this program. And yeah, now open access is known in chemistry because of these voucher codes. We help librarians as well, getting in touch with their researchers and with the faculty. So we get fantastic feedback from them that they started a different relationship, that only because of, like, with this program, a lot of scientists realized, oh, there is someone in the library who is really involved in the publishing part as well. So if I have an open access question, I go there. If I have any other question related about my publication, I can really reach out to the library. And that's there are, of course, a few other reasons why this is a successful program. And it was a lot of fun as well to get in touch with so many people. So in every single university, we had our Gold for Gold contact. And and we could just start and establish a relationship. So what's going to happen in the future? Worldwide, Gold for Gold will be discontinued. There will be, I am not saying there will be an exception, but we will adopt a very similar program in a couple of countries. But the key message is Gold for Gold will be discontinued. We will concentrate more on the development of open access products. So we are switching one more journal to open access beginning of next year. That's RSC Advances. We decided to set the APC very low to £750, and for the first 2 years, again, to make sure that this journal stays a successful journal, we decided to discount it for 2 years to £500. I was saying before, chemical science, we're gonna cover the costs, the publishing costs for another year. And yeah, we react as well to the requests from consortia and from universities to develop transformation models, which is, so that means output-based models, which is challenging for us as well to find the right way to explain our point of view. So at the moment we have a lot of discussions from universities who publish a lot, this is very expensive if we pay for what we publish. But yeah, and we have to find our opinion and our way, and we have to answer all these requests, which is really a challenge at the moment. And why am I talking about all this? Maybe you don't know how much Hungary is involved with the RSC, or how much Hungarian authors are involved with us, but there is quite a good involvement. So when I look at 2015, we received more than 140 article submissions from Hungarian authors and published around 70 articles. In 2015, more than 323 authors were involved with us. So on one article, of course, a couple of authors are working on. So I counted them all, 323. From corresponding and co-authors, in total, we published 118 articles, and 41 are open access. This is because of our Gold for Gold program. So if there was any, publication together with one of our Gold customers, an article has been made open access. BME here in Budapest is one of our Gold customers, so they are using the vouchers quite well. And I've shown in the chart where authors are coming from, so it's actually from a lot of institutions in Hungary. The majority of publications is actually are coming in RC Advances, and after that in PCCP and Nanoscale, which is something you can give the first message really to your authors. RC Advances will flip to an open access journal, so that they start thinking about publishing open access as well. I wanted to put it a bit in relationship what Hungarian authors are publishing with us and maybe with other publishers. So when we look at the numbers, they are it's constantly increasing what we receive from Hungary. We are not yet on the level from the American Chemical Society, but maybe that changes when we are more active in Hungary. I want to give an idea what's going to happen in Hungary. I said before our Gold for Gold program will be ceased, but we are copying like a very similar program into the offer we have with the ICE Consortium. So if in here are sitting any prospects who decided to join this consortium, I'm here now. I would like to speak about this open access part of the offer. Maybe we can appoint already a Gold for Gold contact who will be working with me then. I would like to ask you to give out the message about RRC Advances that your authors are prepared and maybe already check how could we find the APC to publish in RRC Advances. And in general, I ask you to help promoting open access among your chemists or chemistry-related scientists and share information about open access. If there are any questions, please feel free to ask, and I thank you for your attention.